line toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Once again, freetalklive.com. You can head over there and enjoy the various different features that are waiting for you. So enjoy them. You can actually create the content of our website by going to freetalklive.com and then submitting show prep to it. And when I say show prep, I mean pretty much any URL on the internet, something that you see that's interesting, you think it's fun, funny, entertaining, serious, important, whatever it is you think our listeners will appreciate. You can submit a show prep, and then others can vote, and you get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website. So do head over and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Back in the studio as of last night, Mark, you and Stephanie did the Sunday edition of the program.
It's nice to be. It was nice to go to Pork Fest. It's nice to be home.
It is nice to be back in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire.
I should say the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
And I don't know, Mark, I didn't hear any news regarding the final numbers. Did you, regarding Pork Fest?
No, the only numbers I had were the comparisons of the Thursdays previous and that it was higher.
Well, someone pointed out, and I think this is a good point, that a lot of people don't register. A lot of people register and don't come. A lot of people don't ever come pick up their register, their badge and their little package. So there's kind of no way to really get accurate numbers.
Oh, yeah. I would say that's absolutely true. That it's very difficult to know what the numbers are. All you can do is try to use the same metrics over and over again and see how it the numbers come out.
Well, right. I mean, the same thing's true about the Free State Project in general, where the idea is to get as many liberty-minded people to sign up and make the move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. And the same thing's the case. Some liberty-minded people are, they're not interested in being on lists, so they just won't sign up. Of course, then there's another question of what if somebody signs up and doesn't move? And so really all you can do is track those who would be tracked. You can track those who will sign up and who will indicate whether they moved. And that's really the only solid number that you can have. So similarly with Pork Fest, you can only track those who sign up and those who show up.
I hadn't gone since 2009, and I will say that in the 3 years, there are considerably more people there.
Oh, yeah. It's a much bigger number.
Yes.
Absolutely. I thought it was just wonderful. It was a totally successful event, and it was great to be there again, broadcasting live every single night. No point in rehashing it. We talked about it in great detail last week. If you want to learn more about Pork Fest 2012, go listen to any of last week's shows. That's where we were all week long. And as we normally do, we're here to take your phone calls. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want here at 855-450-FREE. Now, there was something that actually went down today that I wanted to talk about. It was this morning when our friend Derek J. was released from jail. We went to his, when I say we, I mean me. I don't think either of you were there, but you guys have to work. I have to work, too, but I took the day off. I wanted to go and see my friend Derek J. get out of jail. And I didn't invite him on the show tonight because I figure he's probably got a lot to catch up on, but I'm hoping maybe we can get him in at some point this week to sit in on an episode of Free Talk Live, perhaps tomorrow, to talk about his jail experience and to hear his wonderful voice on the air again. It's been too long since we've had him behind a microphone, having spent 50 days behind bars. Why? Well, he decided he wanted to throw a dance party, a peaceful, quiet dance party in the public central square here in Keene, New Hampshire last year. He also decided he wanted to smoke some cannabis, ride his bicycle, and go to court. And they sentenced him to 540 days in jail as a result of all that. All of them, all of those days, but approximately 50 of them were, was it 50? No, it was all of them, but 60-some were suspended. He'd already spent a week or so in jail, so he only had 50 to actually serve in a in the straight sentence that he had to be there for. So
so he got out this morning?
He was out this morning.
I called and checked on that, and I'm very glad to hear that. Is he still out after the Middleburg cussing incident?
Right, yeah, he is still out. As we discussed a couple weeks ago on Free Talk Live, the Middleburg, Massachusetts made news a couple weeks back when they decided to make it make it public that they were going to be making it a $20 fine for anyone who used profanity, which actually turned out to be a decriminalization of an existing law that actually made it an imprisonable offense, in which it could have been, I think it was a misdemeanor charge, where somebody could be arrested for... maybe it wasn't a misdemeanor, but whatever it was, they had to be arrested.
Misdemeanor.
Was it a misdemeanor?
It was a low-level misdemeanor for cussing.
Yeah, so the person could be actually arrested for cursing in public, and so now they've made it so it's a $20 fine, meaning they can issue a ticket on site rather than arrest you. But technically, that's still arrest because you're still having to go through their system. You still have a complaint against you. You still can go to court and all of that.
You know, it's really splitting hairs, but I don't like cursing as a terminology, and I don't like profanity as terminology. Profanity means something that has to do with God, you know, taking the Lord's name in vain or something like that. Cursing means, may the fleas of a thousand camels infest your tent, you dirty dog.
How do you think those words became analogous to cussing? Would cussing be?
Because these are just sort of all bad things to say. You know, like, you know, using profanity and wordy dirds. This is just, it's just another way of, I guess, describing it. I don't know. But they have all become analogous. I would absolutely agree that cursing.
So what's the best word? Cussing?
Cussing's the only one I've been able to come up with, but it's this kind of yucky kind of
cussing sounds kind of like
juvenile.
Cursing that has just turned in, you know what I mean? Is like, how did the word cussing come about?
Yeah,
if I had to guess, I would say it's just a spin-off of cursing that's kind of just dropped the R over time. That's just a guess.
Yeah, it sounds like a sort of countrified version of cursing.
Yeah, 1765 through 75 is the origin Americanism variant of curse.
Yeah.
So some Southerner called it cussing.
Yeah,
I would be curious to know if the police department down there has a list of acceptable and unacceptable words, because I wouldn't consider something sucks to be a cuss word.
Some people do.
But my mom didn't like it when I said it when I was a kid, and crap is another one that some people don't like, but some people are okay with.
I remember being blindsided as a kid after having been, you know, pretty certain that I'd learned what all the bad words were. Like, you know, there's F, there's S, there's B, you know, there's all these... you know, official bad curse words that everybody knows about. And then to find out that some adults actually considered sucks a curse word was shocking to me. Because, I mean, I had, as a child, used that term so often.
Yeah.
And with a, you know, reckless abandon. To then find out that some people were upset about that was just absolutely unbelievable to me. I couldn't understand it. Because I'd never even heard it before.
It's kind of a foul saying if you think about its origin.
Sure. Indeed. When I was in elementary school, I went to a private school. And each week, one of the teachers would have to give sort of the sermon in chapel. We would have a chapel, I think it was on Wednesday or something like that, in the library. And each week, some teacher would have to do it. Well, one week, the gym teacher gave his speech on gosh, golly, darn, and all these, and said that basically that these were just... you know, short ways, you know, nice ways of saying these other cuss words, so you shouldn't use them either.
Well, he's probably right about the idea that they're just replacements for
these
words.
You know, saying cheese and crackers rather than, you know, using, you know, somebody's, you know, zombie saver. Right, these things.
That's what my mom used to say.
Sugar?
Sugar, honey, iced tea, which which spells out the S word.
Right. So, you know, where does it end? At what point does it end? If you can't say sugar, honey, iced tea, if you can't say that because it's too close to some expletive...
Don't use any words that start with the letter S and are four letters long.
What happens? I mean, you know, it's this road down which there is no... everybody has to make their own decision. And you're right, Ian. We have had people call in on this show, and they didn't like that we had said something sucked.
All right. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I'll tell you more about what happened in Middleboro today as Adam Kokesh and other activists from a lot of different places showed up to gather at the town hall in Middleboro, Massachusetts, with signs and megaphones and video cameras to retain their free speech, to exercise their right to cuss. 855-450-FREE for your thoughts.
If you have a cell phone mainly for security and convenience and hate paying for minutes you don't use, then let's talk about Consumer Cellular, the wireless service designed to save money for people who aren't joined at the hip to their cell phones. Our plans start at just $10 and save most people $20 to $30 every month. You don't have to prepay or sign a contract. We even send usage alerts so you can avoid getting charged for overages. And you can change plans anytime without penalties. It's easy to make the switch. When you pick a new phone, the shipping and activation are both free. And we're so sure you'll love our service, it comes with a 100% risk-free guarantee. If Consumer Cellular sounds like your style, get this. We're also the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-337-7121 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-337-7121. 1-800-337-7121.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you want, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include archives, by the way, and those archives go all the way back to late 2006. All of them are completely free, and they're brought to you by great sponsors like SACL CAI. Hey, if you need some collections taken care of, get in touch with Jason Osborne and the crew over at SACL CAI. Jason probably didn't do much work for his business last week as he was busy organizing the Porcupine Freedom Festival with his wife, Sharon, but I imagine he's back at it this week.
Actually, they had a big contract that they had to get sealed up last week.
During PorcFest?
And they did that, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's great. So they will get it done over at SACL CAI. They'll get your collections done. They'll do it with respect so you can keep your customers down the line, which is very important. So go to SACL CAI's website. You can find a link to it at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. Once again, freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we've been talking about the profanity ban that is, or the cussing ban.
I don't even know, right?
That is going on in Middleborough, Massachusetts. Now, Middleborough is a small town just south of, maybe like 20 minutes south of Boston or something like that. And these guys have had it on the books for a while, since 1968, that cussing is prohibited. But as I understand it, at least from what I heard from one of the ladies at the protest today, she says the way the statute is written or the ordinance is written is that it only has to do with like an imminent threat kind of a curse. So
I'm going to effing kill you?
I mean, it seems ridiculous. I mean, why would it be worse if somebody used a curse word in the midst of a threat? Shouldn't a threat just be a threat?
Right. I'm going to kill you versus I'm going to effing kill you.
Now, to be clear, I haven't read the ordinance, so I don't know for sure what it says. I'm taking her word for it.
This was somebody who was protesting, or?
She seemed to be somebody who was there to observe. I don't think she was a protester. Because she seemed to be, you know, critical of the protesters. Like, basically suggesting the protesters don't understand this ordinance. You know, they're protesting something that is not illegal. She was saying that for her to just stand there and utter the F-bomb would not have been illegal by the way the protest, or by the way the ordinance was written.
So she could just be somebody misinformed or a crazy lunatic.
She could be either of those things.
It sounds like they kind of redid the ordinance a little. Like, I understand that they decriminalized this old ordinance on the books, but I read articles with quotes from city people, and they seemed to aim it at teenagers outside who they didn't like.
Yelling curses back and forth.
Right.
So
I totally understand. Again, I just wanted to mention that for what it was worth as an additional bit of information.
This is what this lady thinks.
That's right. Now, there were all kind of interesting people there, and by the way...
does one get an ordinance like this? I mean, I don't even know how to, you know, look it up online.
Well, a lot of towns and cities have their ordinances in digital form.
Mine certainly doesn't.
Probably true. But the city of Keene does, so if you want to go and look up all their ordinances,
that's
you can
a city.
That. Many of them have these things. But good question, Mark.
This law was voted on by 180 people in a 20,000-person town. Isn't that correct? So this is a town, not a city. Likely that means that they're not very organized. I mean,
so that's all the political people and their families, and then... The 50 was everyone else that bothered to come out and vote or knew about it.
That's usually the case. By the way, the news media was all over the place at Middleborough this afternoon. It started at about 12:30. We all left.
By the way, I do agree with the lady that this was a misguided protest, but go ahead.
Oh, I don't agree with that at all. We can get into that if you'd like. I think it was absolutely an important thing to do, and clearly the news media agreed because they were crawling.
Oh, yeah, the news media thinks it's important. That's why they came out.
Well, usually
that's what
they
the news
ignore.
Media does. The news media concentrates on what's important.
They
Please,
usually
do you
ignore,
really believe that?
They usually ignore protests by liberty-minded folks, and this one was the most well-attended from the media protest that I've ever seen in my history as
awesome.
An activism.
Great.
There were more media people crawling around this place, and I mean, there might have even been more media people than there were protesters. It was
I
hard to tell.
It was because it's so close to Boston. Like,
well, that's a factor.
Keene
it's
is
convenient.
Normally where you do activism,
True.
And people from Boston aren't likely to come out to Keene to do stories.
You make
like,
a
it's
good
also
point.
Hard
to get the media, and in this case, an AP story had been done previously, and therefore the media had a chance. The media reads the media, and so they had a chance to see this, and I think to some extent it's just how much it was publicized as to how many people came.
No doubt about it. I mean, I totally agree. I think you're spot on in that this is convenient. It's a short ride from Boston, so it's understandable that more media would come out to it. But all that said, I think it was important for people to go out and violate this law, because if you don't exercise your rights, you lose them. So this is essentially the same as an open carry protest. I mean, a lot of people look at open carry, again, protest, maybe that's not the right word, protest outreach.
This is display. An outreach? Going out in the middle of town and cussing your head off?
I was
outreach?
Outreaching there. I had Don't Take a Plea Deal flyers, and I had Philosophy of Liberty flyers, and I got rid of every single one of them that I brought. I underestimated the size of the crowd that was going to be attending this. I was fortunate in that I was able to speak at this particular event, and I did talk a bit about Don't Take a Plea Deal and why it is that people shouldn't allow themselves to be pushed around. Adam Kokesh had given a great speech about bullying and how the government people are bullying people and that we need to stand up to bullies, and that's what I said that not taking the plea deal was. It's standing up to bullies. If people are given a ticket for a $20 ticket for saying a naughty word in public, they shouldn't pay the ticket. They should take that sucker to trial.
I agree.
And that's what I was there to communicate. So, yeah, Mark, that's outreach.
Fine. It's a protest as far as I'm concerned.
I didn't set it up. I came there to do outreach, and that's what I did. So, anyway, my point was there was media all over this place. A lot of people were there, so there's already reports that are hitting the mainstream. You can go and look for Middleborough, and I think you can misspell it as well. It is apparently spelled Middle, B-O-R-O. But if you go and look for Middleborough on Google News, you will see there are at least approximately 11 different stories. So we've
had 11 different spellings.
The NECN, the New England Cable News Network, WHDH from Boston, I believe, was there. Democratic Underground was reporting on it, WATD-FM. So a lot of different media had come out for this, and I imagine other Boston Globe as well. I imagine other news agencies will file their reports or put their packages online after their 11 o'clock news tonight, typically. In a lot of news agencies, you'll see the news air first on their on-air live stream, and then a few hours later, some point in the middle of the night, they'll put their packages online. But Adam Kokesh got a whole lot of attention. He considered it a major success.
I'd say it was a major success for Adam Kokesh.
Yep.
I don't know what else it did besides promote Adam Kokesh, which is a great, you know, he does a great YouTube channel, and he's a, you know, articulate spreader of the ideas of liberty, but I don't know what else it did.
Many from Keene were there. In fact, we were interviewed by a number of us were interviewed by the press, including Derek Jay, including myself. In fact, a former Keene Sentinel reporter was there working now for a new paper in the Boston area who came out, and so she recognized me.
Oh, it's you guys again.
Yep, 855-453. We're activists, man. We go where the activism is. Although most of us don't like to go to Massachusetts, this seemed like something we couldn't pass up. Your thoughts are welcome, 855-453.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dried them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Anything you want, toll free at 855-453. Maybe you were out at the ban, or rather the protest against the ban on profanity.
Or cussing,
as Mark prefers to say.
I don't know, man.
Maybe you were there. You want to comment on your experience. 855-453. That's the toll free number here. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, where you'll find lots of different features, including our mobile site. You can go to m.freetalklive.com and get quick access to all of our live streams in all the different sizes we have. We got broadband, midband, and narrowband bit rates for you. So for those of you with a little bit of a slower internet connection or restricted cell phone data, you can get a slower bit rate, and that'll fit better for you. So go to mlikemobile.freetalklive.com. And coming up next year, the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2013. The dates have been announced,
oh,
as I understand it. Yes, I've yet to have a chance to blog about these things, so you on Free Talk Live will be probably some of the first to know about it. I don't know where it has been officially announced. I believe the president of the Free State Project announced
it
to her Facebook. I believe the new dates will be June 17th. Through the 23rd. So basically the same week that it was this year, except next year. So keep that in mind and lock in your campground as quickly
now.
As possible. In fact, I want to make sure I call tomorrow morning to lock in my space.
You're not wrong, you know?
Do not delay. You don't want to be camping off-site or having to stay in a hotel room off-site if you can avoid that. So go to freestateproject.org. We're going to talk more about the Free State Project over the next several months, since there aren't any imminent events that they're putting on until next year's Liberty Forum that happens in the wintertime. And the Free State Project is the idea of getting liberty-minded people together so we can take action and we can be more free in our lifetime. That doesn't mean that everybody's going to agree upon which action to take. Mark, you disagreed with today's protest in Middleborough, Massachusetts.
I have some things that I like about it, but, you know, it just seems kind of crass to me.
Okay. Well, I would agree with you. Crass might be the
right word.
It's
not like any parent who didn't want to have their 6-year-old hear these words didn't have the opportunity to, you know, hear about this. I mean, it was a major AP news story. So, you know, I guess all the warning that could be given for this kind of protest, and I'll agree with you that, you know, nobody should be thrown in jail for using some kind of foul language. But I do think that when one is asked not to use foul language, that one should, you know, probably just make an attempt not to do that.
So, I think crass might be an appropriate word to use for this, but in a similar way, one could say that an open carry trash pickup is also intimidating. I mean, some people see somebody carrying a weapon openly, as happens on a regular basis here in New Hampshire, because in other places it's also legal. But you know, there are people like Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com that will schedule an open carry event where they'll usually go out with some trash bags and pick up a park or something like that, and they'll be carrying firearms. And some people see that, especially people from Massachusetts and New York, where firearms are largely prohibited. They will see
all upset.
And yeah, and they'll, oh my goodness, there's someone carrying a firearm. And they'll call the police, and the police will come over, and they'll have a chat with the person with a firearm, and they'll, you know, there will be a scene made out of this. But the fact is, and the idea is, at least behind these protests or these events, outreach events, whatever you want to call them, is that if you don't exercise the right, you don't have it. You'll lose it. Because if people don't use freedom of speech, then they're going to be relegated to saying only things that are popular. And the idea behind free speech is to protect that which is unpopular. Because you don't have to protect that which is popular. You have to protect the speech that's unpopular. That's why groups like the ACLU, while they the people that are making up the ACLU may disagree with the, you know, what a hate monger might say, they'll come out every single time to defend what the hate mongers are saying, because they, you know, the idea is to protect free speech. So that was the idea, in my opinion, behind this particular event in Middleborough, Massachusetts, which was covered by a number of different.
So did you use profane language while you were there?
I did utter the BS term when I was giving my speech.
Nice.
Talking about BS.
See, I don't think that's overly foul.
I would agree, but
I did not pepper my speech with terms. I used it to accentuate the crimes that I thought were nonsense.
But I think you're misrepresenting what you did. I mean, you know, the ACLU might defend a hate monger because they believe that that's his right to speak, but they wouldn't use the hate monger's language to do so. And you were saying you're there to defend people's right to cuss. However, you did do the cussing.
What's wrong
itself.
What's wrong with cussing?
I think that there's times and places for it.
I don't pepper my speech with, well, right. I think there are times and places for it. And when I feel passionate about something, I'm going to utilize a word to accentuate that passion. I mean, if I think a crime is nonsense, I might use a more strong word like BS. And that's what I was talking about, was all the crimes that
people
should take to court.
It's hard to convert people while offending them.
I don't really care if people are offended by that term.
Then that's the problem.
Yeah, no, it's not a problem, because I'm going to speak how adults speak, and adults speak
with curse words. Not all adults speak that way.
Plenty of adults use curse words.
Sure.
See, to me, if you had gone up there and you said, you know, F this and F that, and, you know, and you, your entire speech, every other word, I think that would be foul and over the top. And that's not the way most people speak.
I didn't speak that way.
Yeah, I think that using the word BS, saying this is BS, is that doesn't make me uncomfortable at all. And I think that's pretty normal. And most people
Derek Jay did the same thing when he got up and he spoke. He only used one cuss word in his speech as well.
I think one is showing certainly some restraint in this circumstance.
Yeah. So let me give you a little bit of the news media's coverage of this particular event. There are several articles online already. This one is from the Taunton Daily Gazette. Alice Elwell reporting. Between 50 and 100 people turned out in pouring rain today. That's another important point. This was not the day for a protest. It was absolutely sopping wet. and to curse the new bylaw that may ticket folks for public swearing. Some used a bullhorn to curse loudly across Middleborough Town Hall lawn. One protest goer held a sign with George Carlin's infamous seven dirty words that the comic said can never be used on television. Two Middleborough women wore silk-screened T-shirts that said, "I'm from Middleborough, I swear." Many argued that the new town bylaw goes against freedom of speech. The new bylaw must be approved by the state attorney general as constitutional.
And I don't see how it can be.
Before it can go in effect, but it's been in effect in Middleborough since 1968.
Yeah, but nobody's reviewed it.
The new version is a lesser punishment for...
Yeah, and I think that this protest makes some sense to bring some attention to the unconstitutionality of this and to warn the bureaucrats that, hey, look, people are paying attention no matter what.
Well, they say that the process with the Attorney General could take a few months to accomplish, so maybe it'll be
justice's terrible swift sword.
Adam C. Kokesh, 30, a Marine veteran who transmits from a studio in Arlington, Virginia. By the way, his website's adamversustheman.com. Great activist. Used his podcast to rally Facebook followers to bring a bullhorn and their foulest vocabulary to Middleborough and engage in the most profane conversation possible. He was present for the demonstration. As the curse words were uttered at the demonstration, police drove by but made no arrests and detained no one. The demonstration started at about 12:30 and lasted for an hour, with a few stragglers hanging around till about 2 o'clock. Town Hall was closed for lunch during the protest. Do you think they normally close for lunch?
Probably.
It's one of those things. You know,
town hall closes several days a week.
12:30 is lunchtime.
It was
too.
Lunch hour, no doubt about it, but it seemed awfully convenient that the town bureaucrats would not be in attendance for this particular protest. But moving on, the news media showed up in force and the rain stopped just as the protest ended. On June 11th, 883 voters approved a change in how the 1968 cursing bylaw would be enforced. It shifts violations from a criminal offense to a non-criminal offense, punishable by a $20 ticket. The bylaw stirred debate nationally and made phones ring off the hook at Town Hall. Middleborough resident Darlene Freites, 51, recalled a time when dirt roads crisscrossed the town. She says, "We're just a piddly, sleepy town." Interviewed at the protest, she said she opposed the cussing fine and had attended the June 11th town meeting, but did not speak out there because she said, quote, "I was under the assumption more people would stand up." Now, that's interesting. She was hoping other people would speak up.
Yeah, and this is why I hate town meetings. I go there in my town meeting, and it's all opposed, yay. All for it, yay. All against it, nay. And it's just me saying nay.
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. More about cussing, and your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 25th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,569.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,609.15, $804.58 for a half ounce, or $402.29 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,609.15, $804.58, and $402.29.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, here with you, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so you can join us, of course, on the phones, online as well. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number here. And maybe you've got some thoughts about the profanity protests that went on today in Middleborough, Massachusetts. It appears to be making at least local headlines. I imagine the AP is going to have a follow-up story at some point here. It was the AP that actually broke the news that this protest was going to happen. So there was news stories about this in advance, which is pretty unusual, number one, for any kind of liberty-oriented event. And it's also unusual that the media is going to cover it after the fact, but they are. And kudos to Adam Kokesh from AdamVersusTheMan.com for basically setting this up. I mean, anybody could have done it, but Adam's got a lot of folks following him on Facebook, so he probably did it more successfully than, say, if I had done so, for instance. So a lot of people were able to attend this, and I think more so because it was right after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There were a number of faces from folks that were at Porkfest that were at this particular event as well. In fact, many of us actually came down from Keene to attend this. There were probably at least 7 or 8 people there just from Keene alone, so we probably had a good, you know, portion of some of the folks that were there. Also, the rest of Porkfest, I would say there were probably about 15 people at this event total from Porkfest. So it was a good amount of liberty activists that had showed up, plus a number of people from the Middleborough area and the surrounding areas and people across Massachusetts and maybe even New England.
I think this protest is important. Mark said that he didn't really see the point, or maybe he didn't say exactly that, but he doesn't necessarily approve. Well, I think that if you're going to have public property, which we currently do, I don't think that you can ban speech. I think it's totally inappropriate, and I think it's inappropriate enough that it's kind of begging people to come and swear in public.
I absolutely agree. Let's talk to Tyler in Ohio, listening in Columbus. Tyler, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Tyler, let me see here. I think we've got to get you turned up a little bit. Go ahead.
All right, is that better?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, I was actually listening to the latest episode of Puke in the Gang, where Julia was on there. That was interesting. I enjoyed her presence on there. Just thought I'd let her know that.
Thank you.
The cussing ban kind of reminded me when I was younger. I didn't know any cuss words when I was in third grade. I remember somebody asked me,
wow,
to say a cuss word. Yeah.
Did you go to public government school?
Yeah. I went to a school that was kind of in a lower economic part of town. It was a magnet school, but they put it in a lower economic part of town. Somebody asked me to say a cuss word, and I thought whiskey was a cuss word because my parents, nobody in my family drank, so I thought it was bad, and I thought that was a bad word.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, well, and that led me down the thought of thinking of, I was pretty much a good little rule following boy when I was growing up. And I've noticed with the Liberty Movement, I haven't noticed a lot of people that were, you know, they were more, they didn't really care about authority. Ian, you've talked about how you would just kind of flaunt the authority of the people around you. I usually just did what I was told. I said thank you to the teachers when they would punish me and things like that.
Hmm.
Are there a lot, I mean, you know, with your experience, have you found people that are up there in New Hampshire maybe that kind of arrived the ideas of liberty just purely through like studying Austrian economics? That was how I got to this point.
Absolutely. I mean, there are a bunch of people that have different paths. So not everybody is born with the kind of anti-authoritarian mindset.
I'm certainly not.
I think for me, like when I heard this message, because I came across Liberty through Free Talk Live. And when I first heard this message, I mean, within a week, I would have considered myself an anarchist or whatever. I heard this message and I felt like this is what I had always believed, and I just had never heard it before. And I was a very anti-authoritarian kid. So, you know, maybe the difference, I meet a lot of people who it took them a long time to come around. You know, they really had to study it. I think, Mark, you were a Republican on the early shows, right, which are very entertaining.
Program so that you can get the old shows.
Right. So, that's my personal experience with it, is maybe it's a little easier for the anti-authoritarian types to come around.
Right.
But that said, I mean, there are plenty of people at Porkfest and in this movement that have similar stories as you, Tyler, that entered through some sort of academic means, or simply, you know, it just took them decades to finally come across these ideas, and then they clicked. But up until then, they were very obedient serfs. So, I mean, everybody's got their own. Everyone has their own story, and everyone's path is slightly different.
I was stuck in the minarchist mud hole for a few months, and then I started a new job, and I was working with another listener of the show, and he's like, well, don't you think the free market is pretty much better at everything? I was like, well, yeah. He's like, so why are you a minarchist? I was like, I don't know.
Because it's always been that way.
Yeah, you know, I think that the biggest problem of, you know, for minarchists is, you know, and I would say that I have a lot of sympathy towards that time frame or that idea, the minarchy. But, you know, how does one get from small sort of constitutional republic to something less than that? Government doesn't wither and fade away. Government grows. And so, you know, if you give somebody the monopoly on a particular use of force in a particular area, say you make it cops, courts, roads, and soldiers, that's going to grow over time, and they're going to use that in whatever way they can.
There's only one way to get away from that, and that is to convince people that the idea of a monopoly on these things is a bad idea and have them reject it. And once enough people reject that idea, then those people who are trying to foist that monopoly upon us will not be successful anymore, because they won't have the legitimacy that is the key to their success.
And the only difference between the small constitutional republic or small government or whatever term one wishes to use and something else, choice. Basically, it's just choice. The only difference is the ability to say no thank you. If I live in a geographic area where they want to pay for, say, public school with tax money, and I don't send my kid to public school, then I should have the choice to say no thank you. If they have a police department that I consider to be corrupt, and I don't want to my money to go to that police department, and I would prefer to have my home secured by, say, ADT or, whatever. I'm just trying to Yeah, Blackwater, whomever, whatever organization is willing to contract with me to secure my home and my business, then I should be able to take the money that I would otherwise send to whatever policing organization in town that I believe to be corrupt and send it to this company. Or pay more or pay less, whatever the options are. If it comes down to, the same would be said with soldiers. Essentially, it's just another form of protection. If roads, for instance, say I don't like the way they're doing roads. Why can't another organization build roads? Well, I'll tell you, because they're pushed out of the marketplace by an organization that claims eminent domain over the ability to seize people's property. So it's just about monopolies. It's the ability to say, no, thank you. Freedom is only the ability to say no thank you. When you do not want to give somebody freedom in some particular area, you simply don't want to let somebody say no thank you.
That's right.
Tyler, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I was actually wondering if there is any way to find more people of a like mind. I actually live in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm up in Columbus for something else. But I was wondering if there's a way to find other people in the area or in a given area besides New Hampshire, because can't make it there immediately. Are there places like on the forums or something like that where you can find people that maybe other people to listen? Because I know there's several people that have heard call in from Louisville. So
yes.
I know one of them.
there is a way to do that on the forum over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Mm-hmm. However, it's not very effective. I've had local forums on that BBS for years, and they're hardly ever used by anyone.
Right.
But you could totally go to the Kentucky forum and post a thread about Louisville. There may actually already be a Louisville thread on there, and then others who are in Louisville could, in theory, go there and also respond to it. It wouldn't hurt for you to give that a try. It is a way for you to connect with other people that listen to Free Talk Live in Louisville.
Otherwise,
I would recommend, any Ron Paul meetup groups.
Yeah, that would be the thing.
I was going to say any sort of Facebook libertarian Kentucky groups.
That too.
Or you could, we met some guy from Arizona. I know this is like a year away or a half a year away, but if you came to like Pork Fest, you might meet some people that you didn't know. Because I met a couple people from Arizona, for example, and they didn't know each other. And they met.
Right.
And that was nice. And then you get to meet other people too.
So there you go.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to head on out.
Drop on into bbs.freetalklive.com. Look for the local sub-forums there. We've got them for every single state, even other countries as well.
There's another organization called Liberty on the Rocks.
Is that the dating thing?
I think it's more like just getting together with people.
I gotcha. Cool. Hey, thanks, Tyler. Appreciate the call. Good luck. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Today, huge protest in Middleborough, Massachusetts, with anywhere from 50 to 100, according to one mainstream media source, and you know how bad they are at estimating numbers. I would say probably closer to 50. But dozens of people came out to protest the profanity ban. More coming up.
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one. It's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at seacrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.